All right, we got 8:28. We just got a minute here because Superintendent Gary McCarthy's on the run. We appreciate you jumping on. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Thanks for coming on. I just want to get some clarification as best we understand it now. These kids that were shot last night, one of the first things that occurred to me was these gang members are very young as well. So do we have any idea of a suspect? Because, you know, the image in people's head is there's some crazed adult gang member going around shooting children. Do we know anything at this point?
Well, yeah, we have some leads in it. We believe it's tied to a conflict that resulted in a shooting on either Friday or Saturday in another district, and this was retaliation for it. What they do is they go to the opposite team's gang territory, and they shoot it up. I mean, this is what we saw with Hydea Pendleton. Don't forget, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Those kids were huddled in a park where a rival gang perceived them to be the rival gang members. And we believe that's pretty much the same scenario here, because there was some sort of questioning as to whether or not these kids were in a gang by the individuals who subsequently fired the shots.
Now, these rival gangs, we know there's kids that are school age, 15, 16, 17 years old, that are in gangs. But is there any unwritten rules in this crazed, violent culture that you're not going around shooting children, or are all bets off?
I don't think that there's any rules in that culture, quite frankly. And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, we made arrests over the weekend with a 15 or a 14-year-old shooting a 16-year-old. So, I mean, it's just insanity that there's such a proliferation of firearms that they are so easy to get
right.
Your hands on. And this, you know, Steve, this goes back to what we always talk about. And the studies show where there's more restrictive gun laws, there's less gun violence. It's not brain surgery. It's really, really simple. And we can do something about it. You know, it's going to take us a while to fix poverty and the breakup of the family units and education and jobs. But we could do something about gun laws today, and we're just not doing it.
Yeah, and everybody
wants to know what we're going to do to stop the gun violence.
Well, and the thing is, this has nothing to do with your Second Amendment rights, because you're not shooting kids in the park. Volume matters in crime-ridden neighborhoods when it comes to the volume of guns.
And Superintendent, I know this makes you crazy, and I know you always say that the warm weather has nothing to do with it, but, you know, do you want to dispel that again? I mean, it was a beautiful day. Well,
it's not what I say, though. What I say is that weather doesn't cause or prevent crime. Mm-hmm. What happens is when there's more people on the street, there's more opportunity for gun violence to occur, because when gang members are looking for rival gang members, they're going to find them on the streets. So we know that this is busy season, and crime is a bell curve. That's why we compare January to January and July to July. So, you know, and for me to sit here and talk about the fact that we're still ahead of where we were last year, which was a record year, it doesn't resonate based upon what happened this weekend. There's no magic solution here. It's hard work, and we're doing that hard work, and we know what we're up against.
Last question, we'll let you go. Is there any progress made in this no snitch policy? I mean, because of the work the men and women have done, and your guys in the neighborhoods, are we breaking down some of those lack of trust walls, and are people giving you leads when you need them?
Yeah, they are. We're making progress on that front. You know, I talk about we're conducting a return to community policing. We don't rely on specialization to do all of our law enforcement. It's beat cars and it's officers getting out of the cars, which is building legitimacy and trust in the community. And that's where we're getting information back. It's a long road to hoe, but, you know, we're making progress on that front also. And, you know, a week doesn't wipe out 2 years of progress. And,
right.
And you know, we always knew that we're going to have good days and we're going to have bad days. We just got to make sure we're having more good days than bad.
Yeah, and you just grieve for these families. I mean, my God,
yeah.
Can't let your kid out of your house ever.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do to turn this around very quickly, and we need help. We need help from our lawmakers. It couldn't be any clearer.
Right, right. And I think that message is getting louder and louder. And if there's anything good that comes out of this weekend, maybe it's movement there. I appreciate you jumping on. I know you got to run.
My pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
Superintendent Gary McCarthy. And, you know, look, he has every reason to be pissed off. You know, I mean, it's got to be brutal when you got to keep wading into these situations. And now here we are at the beginning of the summer. And a bunch of kids that seemingly minding their own business get shot. Anyway, details on all the news now. Yeah. Andrea is here with that on 720 WGN. Who's it sponsored by, Kevin? Could you tell me that? Midwestern University. What do you have?